what we do, yeah. Everybody knows you're like a lion that you just can't tame. And some days are harder than others, but you've got the power to change, change, change. You've got to guide yourself a little more. Don't be afraid. Been doing some growing up in a big scary place. And if you see the monster first, don't say a prayer. Gotta look him in the eye, tell him we're not scared. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Tell him we're not scared no more. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Tell him we're not scared no more.
Judd Hoos on a Local Music Thursday on a Gary Sharp Show. These guys will be here in Omaha tomorrow. You want to go see them live? They'll be over at Bushwhackers. You tell them the Gary Sharp Show sent you. Shout out to Chris for sending over their music as well. And if you miss them on Friday, how about Saturday? Driving over to Kearney. And they'll be playing at Joe's Honky Tonk. So they've got a couple shows this weekend. These guys are all over the place. They're popping up all over my social media. Make sure they're popping up on yours. J-U-D-D-H-O-O-S. It is Judd Hoos, and it is their song Wind Blows on a Local Music Thursday on the Gary Sharp Show.
Performing on Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah. Take mom out to see him.
Yeah. Maybe bring dad as well.
Yeah, that's it.
Here is Don. Don, thanks for the call. Welcome to the Gary Sharp Show on the Zone.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Don. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm at my real job, and they can't come in here and abuse me or call me names.
I know where you're going.
Because I'm getting paid here too, and the guy said you can't handle it. You shouldn't accept the money. I worked for Denny Jones for 12 years, and he never told me once that it was part of the game, and I was expected to take abuse from fans. I had a coach one time at a big tournament here in Omaha. I had him three games. It was a guy from Illinois. Never said a word. Mm-hmm. Except he was nice and he smiled, and his kids were good and they had a good team. But I thanked him after the tournament for being that way. And he said, well, what's the point? He says, it doesn't do any good to argue with umpires because they're not going to change the call. Mm-hmm. So I think they should have mum baseball. I used to play pool back in the days, and we had mum pool, and nobody could say anything while you were playing shooting pool. If they did, they were out of the game. And baseball should probably have the same thing. I just don't think that I'm giving $40-$50 that I should have to take abuse.
What's the remember, this is a family show. What's the worst thing you ever had said to you, Don?
You're terrible.
You clean that up. Thank you.
Yeah.
So Don, you are no longer an umpire?
No, I'm still doing.
Oh, okay.
I'm like Greg. We got this tournament coming up, and we don't have enough softball umpires. And it's a pretty good gig, and you hardly get abused at all there. But
so how do
young people don't want to do it?
I was just going to ask. You've been in it for a while. Is there a solution to the shortage?
Oh, man. Well, yeah. Quit expecting umpires for 8-year-olds.
So instead have, like, dad behind the plate?
Yeah, they didn't have 8-9-year-olds playing baseball when I started. And now they've got that, and even 7-6-year-olds, and they expect an umpire, and they call all these umpire associations and try to get umpires. And there's not enough umpires to do all the games that are out there.
What's I mean, are we seeing any younger, like high school kids, or you're in college trying to make some money?
I try to go to like these Ralston's and Millard Athletic Association and try to like do their age group or, you know, around that umpiring. But even these guys get abused, even from people that put them out there on the diamond. Sometimes the scheduler is abusing the umpires.
Ooh, that's not good.
I mean, I've seen all of it. I've seen, and I did do Legion ball, and you know, a lot of times you're babysitting, even high school kids.
Yeah, that's not part of the job description. It's the job description to officiate or umpire the game that you're assigned to. Don, would you be a fan of the electric strike zone in baseball?
Yeah, I think that'd be all right.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
The only thing I can tell you is I'm not going to drive in a car, autopilot car.
Hey.
Because they can't figure out how to make them things turn the corners right. Some curves are square, some are round, and there's just no way I'm going to go down a highway in a car and I'm going to sit in the back seat and let it drive me.
That's good.
Sorry.
Don, good call.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Thank you for listening to the show. That was a good stuff.
That was awesome. Huh.
George, I'm telling you, if you got your own equipment, you got your plate shoes, you got your shin guards, you got your chest protector, you got your cup, you got your ball bag, you got your clicker, you got your mask.
Yep.
We might be able to, and, you know, your helmet. We might be able to take care of you this weekend. I'd love to see you out there umpiring.
I've only done it once.
If you umpire, I'll come join you.
Oh, you'll umpire?
Yeah. So people can solicit for you to come umpire a game.
Yeah.
And then I'll go work the bases.
All right.
I don't have my gray pants and blue collared shirt anymore.
Yeah.
Or you know, polo shirt. So it might look like I just walked off the golf course, but I won't be wearing flip-flops.
Gary, there'll be a lot of people enjoying the air conditioning in their cars because I don't.
No messing around?
I don't mess around.
What's your strike call?
Strike!
Whew! Hey, when I would ring somebody up, I had a pretty good strike three call. Whew!
So good.
People can't see what I just did, but
yeah
I kind of like that. Are you somebody that calls, you call every pitch?
Oh, yeah.
Ball outside. No, I'd never.
Well, I wouldn't say outside.
All I'd say was strikes.
Ball. Oh. I see that tactic.
If I don't say anything, then it's a ball.
Okay. That makes sense.
No, I don't say ball high, ball outside.
Yeah, you get in trouble with that.
Yeah, I'd never give the like where it's at
because
you might screw yourself.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, I would just always, just if it was a strike. Talk to the catcher.
Yeah.
Some would be better than others, and then I would know their game like they were politicking for, hey, man. Or, you know, you get the catcher. Here's the thing that we might have trouble with going into Lily. Is they're teaching kids how to frame pitches.
Oh.
So you might have somebody throw a pitch way outside, and that kid's trying to frame it. I'm like, come on now. And so then that's the only thing parents see.
Yeah.
As I see the catcher brought the glove. He caught the ball in the right-handed box and brought it back behind home plate, and somebody in the stands goes, that was a strike! Shut your face!
I like it.
All right. So if you would like George to come and work behind a plate, and then I will accompany him on the bases, you know where to get at George. Not going to be one of those days we're going to do like five games.
No.
Okay?
No. It's hot outside. I get cranky.
We're probably going to do younger kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take it. Yeah.
We won't. We'll do it for free. Just feed us.
Bet.
Oh, you paused there. I thought. No. Why, was I speaking too fast for you?
No, bet. I'll take that.
Okay, and then we can do like, we can talk about it on the show.
Yeah. The Gary Sharp Show is
on the show. What we're going to do, we don't have to be certified.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not like we're doing, you know, a district baseball game this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, no. No, thank you on those.
And then, you know what, maybe we'll do this. We'll do, since we have this discussion a lot and people are pretty passionate about it and everybody has opinions, maybe you and I will do the tour of officiating this summer.
Oh, wow.
We'll go to a basketball game. We get, you know, any OSA tournament we can get into, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Do a game. We'll do a baseball game.
Okay.
Not really into softball. Yeah, I don't want you to get hurt in softball.
Yeah, it'd be tough for me to do that.
Yeah, I don't know enough about if you got to keep your, you know, in contact with the rubber and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Your wind. Yeah, I'd be lost on that.
Yeah.
But we'll do baseball. We'll do basketball.
Okay.
Maybe we'll go do some 7-on-7 football.
I'd be cool with that, too.
All right. Any other sport?
No.
Soccer, I don't know enough about. Everything would be a foul, and I'd get, like, yellow and red card happy.
Gary, there's too much
kicking
running.
People out.
There's too much running in that one.
Well, no, the guy in the middle doesn't run a ton.
Yes, he does.
Sometimes he's awful lax. He like a little bit of a sandbagger. Yeah. The only time I really ever see him like sprint is when they're, you know, they got to get in the face of the offender and they pop up a yellow or a red card.
We could
they sprint to him.
We could do the line judges for those with the flags.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that.
You know what might be, considering our athletic activity, you know what might be ideal for us? Hmm. Volleyball.
Yes. Yeah. I'm good at that. Done that before, too.
Hey, I almost got to do a college volleyball match working the lines.
Oh, you would have been great at that. You would have been so good at that.
I think what hurt me, one, the person that was supposed to be there finally arrived.
Yeah.
And I was kind of not taking it seriously. And the old Australian rules football official that would come out in the suit and the hat, all white, and they'd stand by the goalpost and they'd signal a conversion.
Yeah.
I was doing that with the flag. Yeah. And then they probably didn't like that. You know what? If I was working at an airport, this is what I would do.
Yeah. Don't give Gary a flag.
They're like, yes. Well, so we might be like volleyball. All right. This will be our summer of experimentation. So we can talk about it on the show.
I'm here for it.
You can do behind the plate. I'll do the bases, or you can do the plate standing out behind the mound.
I'm in for both.
That was that was going to be the thing last year when they brought baseball back, is that you could not have an umpire in close contact with a catcher.
Yep.
So they were going to have an umpire stand behind the mound. That's good fall ball in college, where it's like, you know, some pitcher is out there umpiring, and then because in fall ball it's the players that umpire. Yeah, you want to argue with somebody? You're arguing with your teammate.
Yep.
I think there was a story in Lincoln of like during the fall, one player threw another player out of a game.
Oh, I love that.
He was just, you know, he wasn't pitching that day, so he was working in, you know, in the, he was an umpire.
Yeah.
And some guy got upset. He's like, you got to go.
Awkward.
Perfect. This is going to be the summer of George and Gary. Doing jobs.
I love that.
104. We're back with the last hour on a Thursday, the Gary Sharp Show after this.